Good morning and welcome to A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart on News Talk 1400 WDWS. For over 60 years, East Central Illinois' daily gathering spot for conversation, dialogue, and ideas. You can join in on the phone, online, or via a text. Our phone number is 217-356-9397. Email talk at WDWS.com. Or text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357. Now, here's Brian Barnhart.
And welcome, everybody, to A Penny for Your Thoughts as we work our way into Thursday, the 8th day of February. So 1 week of February in the books. Glad you're with us on A Penny for Your Thoughts. Always great to visit with each and every one of you, however you might be joining us. A lot of people stream from all over the country. A lot of people join us on the phones, maybe in their offices, in their cars, wherever you might be. Glad you're with us today here on A Penny for Your Thoughts. We have an open line in this first hour today. We'll just talk about some of the various topics that are ongoing. Of course, national news stories. We'll get to some of those. A budget deal, at least in the Senate, but we'll see who's for and against it in the House. Appears to be some liberal House Democrats who are pushing for DACA, for a decision or an immigration decision involving DACA and the Dreamers. Conservative Republicans against that budget deal in the House from the Senate because they don't like the blowing past all the spending caps, and they say it's a budget buster. So anyway, you've got different ends of the political spectrum, both opposing it for different reasons. That's going on in Washington. Nancy Pelosi goes to the House floor and speaks for several hours. Now, in the Senate, they have a filibuster. In the House, you don't have that, but the leader of a particular, the majority leader, or the, I guess, the House Speaker, I haven't really looked into this all that much, but I guess they have an unlimited time to speak when they have the floor. So that went on yesterday. Don't know if you saw any of that. I did not listen to it, but I did see it was ongoing because it was always in the corner of the screen on TV. The Philadelphia Eagles, Philadelphia itself celebrating the Eagles Super Bowl championship today. Some exciting Big Ten basketball last night. I don't know if you saw the Ohio State-Purdue game, came down to the finish. I just about turned it off when Purdue got up by 12 or 14 at Mackey Arena. I thought, it's over. And Ohio State, I stuck with it, and Ohio State, I'm glad I did, stayed with it, and they rallied, and they won the game by one at what I consider to be the loudest arena in the Big Ten. When it's loud, there's no place louder than Mackey Arena. It's got that low ceiling. They pack them in, and Ohio State pulled it out, and they're in a tie for first, and technically they're in first place because that's their only meeting this year. So exciting game there. Illini men's basketball tonight against Wisconsin. We'll tip it off at 8. Our Illini game day coverage with Scott Beatty comes your way at 6:30 tonight from State Farm Center. Scott will also be out at Scotty's Brewhouse. And Doug Altenberger among his guests coming up tonight on Sports Talk. So you want to be listening for that. So a busy day ahead here on DWS. A couple of other notes. You can start voting, I guess, today now for the primary coming up in March. Early voting gets underway. We'll talk about that a little bit. And the deluxe fish sandwich is back. We'll explain that maybe as we go along this morning as well. Again, the phone number is 356-9397 is how you can join us on the phones. You can text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line 351-5357. You can email us talk at WDWS.com. This, the 8th day of February, is a for me, kind of a personal day, a special anniversary for me today, just from a personal and professional standpoint. And it shows you how life can change along the way. But also, it was 5 years ago last night, another big moment in Illini basketball, you may remember, from 5 years ago on February 7th. We may relive that if we get a chance. So all of that is on the table. You got something else you want to bring up, feel free to do that. We'll get it all started on an open line in this first hour. The second hour, Reverend Willie Comer will join me. He's a friend. We had him scheduled for last Thursday as we moved into Black History Month. Willie had a family emergency he had to take care of last Thursday, so we rescheduled him for today. He's the executive director of Youth for Christ City Life, does a lot of work with young people in our community, particularly in the African-American community. Also the pastor of a black church here in town in Champaign. So we'll visit with him in the second hour. We'll take your comments and questions for him as we go along. I think you'll find him a very interesting individual in person. So we will do that, all of that today on A Penny for Your Thoughts for your Thursday. Up next on DWS. Stay with us. Welcome back. Penny for Your Thoughts here on this Thursday. Glad you're with us. 356-9397 is how you can join us on the phones. Text line, Castle Heating and Cooling presents that. 351-5357 and email us talk at WDWS.com. Got an email off the top from Mike in Champaign. He says, Brian, do you know if a person has to pay property taxes on a cemetery plot while they're alive if they prepay years in advance? He says, I'm trying to decide if it's cost-effective to buy 40 years in advance and save on inflation costs or not. If I have to pay property taxes over the years, it may not be worth it. That's from Mike in Champaign. Mike, I have no idea on that. So if anybody does, feel free to let us know. Let's get it started with a phone call today, and Alan is up first. Hey, Alan, good morning.
Morning, Brian. I think we'll win tonight. And I also watched the Ohio State-Purdue game. That was a heck of a game.
Yeah, what do you think of that? I had not seen a whole lot of Ohio State during the year, just on again, off again. And when we saw him in person back on Sunday, and Cade Bates Diop, he's the player of the year in the league.
Oh, yeah, he has to be. I thought the Ohio State got off a really shaky start, but Purdue didn't take advantage of it either. And they could have put them away early, but they did. And they hung around. But
yeah, then they got up by 12 or I think it was 12 or 13 there with, I don't know, 6 minutes to go. I thought, okay, they're done. And then they weren't.
The question I had for you was about football, the recruits we got. We're 12th in the Big Ten, although I'm sure we're probably not much different than, say, number 7 or 18 at all. My concern with this whole thing is we only had 4 players from Illinois, and that's not good.
Yeah, well, we've got it.
We've been saying that for years, but we've not got very many players from Illinois. Only 4 this year. That should never happen like that.
Well, yeah, they certainly have to get more. I think they know that. I mean, that has to change.
Well, we don't get anybody from Indiana either. Remember, we used to get a lot of those great players from Indiana, like Hardy and who's the defensive lineman out of Indianapolis several years ago. We used to get a lot of good players out of Indiana. We don't get anybody from Indiana anymore.
Yeah, well, I don't know how many. There are a lot of football players in Indiana.
No, but we sure got our share up in there for a while. Luke Tepper and that band back in those days, they got them.
Yep. Well, we got several from Florida, California, and Texas. And I know there was some local kids, too, that are either going to sign or preferred walk-ons are going to get on as well locally. So,
I think that McNutt kid might be a pretty good ball player.
Yeah.
Underrated, very underrated.
Yeah, no, he had a fantastic career. Of course, they had a great year, too. So, but, we'll see. I mean, I think what they have 5 that signed yesterday because they had – a bunch of them signed back in December.
Yeah, it's a crapshoot.
Well, we'll see. Keep our fingers crossed.
Yep.
Thanks, Alan.
Yep.
All right, good to hear from Alan. Caller says you do not have to pay taxes on a cemetery plot. Just pay the fee and you're done. He's had a plot for 10 years. So there you go. 356-9397. You can join us on the phone line, Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357. Email us talk at WDWS.com. As far as birthdays today, Ted Koppel turning 78 today. Remember, he anchored ABC's Nightline for 25 years. He stepped down from that in November of 2005. So that's been a while ago. Actress Mary Steenburgen, who's married to actor Ted Danson, she's been in a lot of movies. She turns 65 today. This day in 1980, President Jimmy Carter unveiled plans to reintroduce draft registration. This day in 1910, the Boy Scouts of America was founded. And 50 years ago today, in 1968, Planet of the Apes, released in movie theaters. Charlton Heston, remember that? 50 years ago, 1968. And then this day in 1936... the first National Football League draft was held. So those are some of the things that have happened on this particular date. Let's go back to the phones. Dale, how are you, Dale?
Just fine, Brian. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
I've just been tooling on down the road here, and a couple things sparked my interest. I you know, kind of listen a lot of one ear and kind of drive out of the other ear. So I, talking about football recruits, I had something came across my phone last night. Of course, I'm a Southern Illinois boy. I have a lot of interest in St. Louis and everything down there. And they had the top 25 in the St. Louis area up until the sixth or seventh best player in the St. Louis area. There was one kid from Belleville, Altoff. He came to Illinois. I think he's already signed or had been there for the first signing. But the top six, other than this kid, all went to Ohio State and Michigan. They were the number one kid was a I think he was a defensive back, and he came to he went to Ohio State. I just found that really interesting. No Missouri, no Oklahoma, any of the big 12 or anything like that.
Right.
Yeah,
the kid you're talking about here for Illinois is Jordan Slaughter, who's an offensive lineman.
Yes.
From Belleville Altoff. But
and
of course they hired the coach from St. Louis, Trinity Catholic, Corey, Patterson from St. Louis to be tight ends coach.
Right, I saw that. Yeah.
So maybe that'll help.
Well, the deluxe fish sandwich.
Yes.
Elaborate on that a little bit, would you?
Yeah, well, you know what? I didn't. I think it went out of business, or it went out of business. He stopped the business. I guess it used to be at the old Legends location.
Right. It was just a small little hole in the wall.
Right.
But I tell you what, you could go in there on Saturday morning, have a couple fish sandwiches, and cure a hangover. That's.
Yeah. Well, what it is Steve Flynn. He's going to prepare the batters, so Dublin's in downtown Champaign on Ash Wednesday, which I think is, Valentine's Day next week.
Uh-huh.
He's going to make the batter the night before, and they're going to have the fish sandwiches again there. And then on, I think, weekends, Friday and Saturday through Lent.
I see. Great.
So, from what,
well, I was going to say, if Steve Flynn didn't make the batter of the fish sandwich, it wasn't the old Legends.
Deluxe.
Yeah. Right.
Well, see, I never went there. So, I mean, how long was that there? When did it?
Oh, gosh. It was there for the longest time. And then I think he just got tired of running that place and everything. But Saturday mornings, if you didn't get in there, 8 o'clock or 8:30 or so, you weren't going to get a seat or anything. I mean, they had pool tables in there and he just had one heck of a business. That fish sandwich was the best. I know there was on football weekends. excuse me, on football weekends there was people that came in from other schools, Minnesota and Indiana and stuff like that. That they had their stuff on their shirts and stuff, and they'd be in there sitting there eating fish sandwiches because they said that was the best they ever had. So. He was good.
Well, that's pretty cool. Well, he was on our sister station yesterday morning and had that announcement, and then it's kind of spread from there. So,
I'm sure going to have to. That's going to be my wife's Valentine dinner now.
Well, there you go. Well, I've heard a lot of great things about it. I'm not a big fish eater, but you think I would like it?
Yes, you would.
Okay.
The thing of it is, when he had the deluxe. He didn't. He wouldn't let you put ketchup on your fish. It was. I don't even think he had. You had tartar sauce. It was onions and pickles. That was the only thing you could get. And I'll tell you what. More onions I put on that fish sandwich, the better it tasted. So it was. It was really, really good, and it was thick. I mean, it was about an inch thick, I would say.
Really.
But he would sit behind the bar there, and he had a little burners towards the windows. I mean, they had probably eight or nine, maybe not even that many, stools at the bar. And then they had pool tables. They had a couple booths. And they had a window that you could stand there and watch him fry the fish. And, my gosh, that's all he would do all day long.
It, wow.
Kind of like at it, like a donut fryer. You know, you could use those sticks to turn the fish.
Yep.
Turn the donuts. Well, you turn the fish that way and... and it would either be a wheat, a rye, or white bread. No buns.
Is that right?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, well, that's good. It's, I mean, a lot of people know about it, so that's that'll be exciting for a lot of people. And he said he's not giving out the recipe. It's his recipe.
Well, he ought to be on that show, Diners.
Yeah. I know the one you're. I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah, there's that guy usually comes up with some pretty good places. But
yes, he does.
If Lux is still open, he would. That's where you would have to go. So.
Hey.
Well, thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Dale.
All right. See ya.
Good to hear from you. There you go. A Deluxe Fish Sandwich fan. And if you look in the News Gazette today, top of the morning segment that Jim Rosso does every day and some of our staff, you can check that out. Picture Steve Flynn there being on our sister station, Light Rock 97.5. Well, let's see. We're talking anniversaries and birthdays. Last night was February the 7th. And what were you doing 5 years ago last night? I think what I was doing. Here you go.
0.9. Tie game at 72. Illinois to inbound in the corner. Brandon Paul looking to inbound. Gets it to Griffey. Layup is gone. It's gone.
Griffey, what a game.
They're rushing the court.
What a game.
Illinois have won on a Griffey layup. They have upset number one. Griffey got free on the inbound. It's good. Tom Crean wants to know for sure. John Gross wants to know for sure. Griffey, who has had a nightmarish month, got free under the basket, and he hit a layup on a beautiful feed inside. Am I dreaming this?
Oh, my goodness!
That'd be 5 years ago, last night. Illinois and Wisconsin tonight at 8, right here. Our game day coverage at 6:30. Here on DWS and our sister station, Light Rock 97.5. We'll come back with more. Your open line calls here in this first hour. Reverend Willie Comer, hour number two, next on DWS.
Now,
welcome back to Penny for Your Thoughts here on News Talk 1400 DWS. Some news headlines here coming up in a couple of minutes. Let me tell you about the Beef House here. If you're thinking about a lunch buffet, maybe you should think about that. Always think about the Beef House for dinner, but how about Beef House for lunch? You can either just get a salad for lunch if you like, or do the complete lunch buffet with salad, with a tasty entree and some great side items to go with it. You can cap it all off with a great dessert, ice cream or sherbet, sundaes and cheesecake, all available as well. Maybe you got a birthday. Of course, Valentine's Day is coming up next week, anniversary dinner. Maybe you're headed to a football game in the fall, or baseball, or basketball, anywhere in the state of Indiana. We're going to Indiana next week. I don't know, Ed, are we going to the Beef House? Have we determined that yet? I don't know. I guess we're with the team. We'll see if they go there. But anyway, we'll be at the Beef House. Anytime you'd like to go, feel free to take advantage of the great lunch buffet. It's at I-74, exit 4, just inside the Indiana state line in Covington, Indiana. Remember, they are an hour ahead, so if you're planning your lunchtime, make sure you take that into account. Of course, you get the hour back. 356-9397 is how you can join us on the phones. You can also email us, talk@wdws.com. Quick note on Illini football, the signing day. Lovie Smith was at the podium yesterday talking about his quarterbacks. Quarterback position, of course, got a little thin there, but they've tried to bolster that here with some signings.
What we would like at the quarterback position, of course, it comes down to can a guy, you know, how accurate is it? Can he throw the football? But we like to have a guy that can also buy time with his feet to be able to throw the ball, to have to take off and run if he needs to. We would like a more mobile quarterback at that position. We've made that clear. I feel like we're able to get that. Of course, most of you have seen Caron Taylor and what he's been able to do. MJ Rivers, if you watch him on video, if you look at all of the players that we were bringing in, I think you can say that about them. And, of course, Cam Thomas, who we have right now. So that quarterback room is going to look completely different.
And we'll see how it pans out here. Spring ball not too far away. And then, of course, they've started selling season tickets here this week, yesterday, over at the University of Illinois. So getting ready for the fall. All right, open line phone calls here the rest of this hour up until 10. Reverend Willie Comer in the second hour. Michael Kaiser is here with news headlines at the bottom of the hour. Back with more after that.
A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart continues on News Talk 1400 WDWS. You can reach out to us on the phone at 217-356-9397, email talk at wdws.com, or text on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357.
Welcome back to Penny for Your Thoughts here this morning as we work our way through this Thursday. Men's basketball tonight. Illini women's basketball team plays tonight as well. They're over at Bloomington, Indiana. That'll be an internet-only broadcast with Dave Lone. So check that out, and we'll have the men's game for you at 8, 6:30 Illini game day. Scott Beatty with all the coverage starting at 6:30 tonight. 356-9397 is how you can join us. I guess if you're headed north to Chicago in the next 12 hours, you probably ought to either make other plans or keep an eye on the weather. They say they could have up to 9 inches of snow in some parts of northern Illinois, Chicago, the suburbs, Rockford, Waukegan, Joliet, and Ottawa, as well as into northwest Indiana. Warning of heavy snow up there. Also out of Springfield, a bill has been proposed at the Illinois General Assembly that would put term limits on 4 legislative positions. The State Journal Register reports that Republican Representative Thomas Bennett of Gibson City proposing that bill, Tom Bennett, it would limit the House Speaker, Senate President, the Minority Leader in each chamber to 10 consecutive years in their roles. So we'll see if that happens to go anywhere. 356-9397 is how you can join us on the phones here. You can text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line. Gordy Halton with us here for a couple of minutes. Hi, Gordy, how are you?
I'm great, Brian. How are you?
Good. Good to have you on for a couple of minutes so we can start early voting today, right?
Early voting opened today in our office, and we also mailed out a little bit more than 1,500 vote-by-mail ballots to those that have requested them. And so if you are ready to vote, take advantage of it. The election falls on Tuesday of spring break week for the university and most of our area school districts. So if you're worried about spring break impacting your ability to vote, get it out of the way early.
So you don't have to have any reason, any excuse to vote early. Just come on by Brookins Center, right?
We're open at Brookins right now. We'll open 8 other locations on March 13th, the week before the election. And you don't need any excuse to vote early. You don't need any excuse to vote by mail. Try it. Once you try it, you're very unlikely to go back to Election Day. Most people really enjoy the convenience.
All right. So if they have any questions, they should call your office?
Yes, call our office, 384-3724, or go to champaignecountyclerk.com.
Okay. Thank you, Gordy.
Thanks, Brian.
Yep. Good to hear from you. Early voting, if you want to jump in, go for it. Let's see. We've got Gene up in Rantoul. Hi, Gene.
Hi, Brian. I know you're a history buff, and I just thought I'd pass this on. Have you seen Bismarck?
Is it a movie?
Yeah, you know, about moving the British troops during World War II.
I have not seen that.
Okay. Well, that I always, growing up in World War II, I always thought that was the biggest deal going. But I was surprised when I went to a grandparents' day over in St. Malachy's in Rantoul, and the teacher there, I believe Sister Paulette, fifth grade, showed a film, and it said that more people were moved by boat on 9/11 than happened in the movie Bismarck.
Is that right?
Right. People panicked after the Twin Towers went down. They ran to the waterfront, and tugboats, everything was going and doing it. And she showed a film. And the film documented that. And I was a little bit surprised. I thought you might be interested
in it. Yeah, now, you're talking Bismarck or Dunkirk?
Dunkirk.
Okay, yeah, I did see Dunkirk. Okay. Yeah. I was thinking, No, that's fine. I was racking my brain thinking, okay. But you're talking about the movie Dunkirk, right?
Yeah.
The evacuation.
Chalk it up to old age.
No. That's okay. I'm not a big... I mean, I see movies occasionally, so I thought, well, maybe that one slipped by me or something. So
yeah, it was. I guess I didn't think it was Academy Award caliber. But anyhow, I was really surprised at that. And I chair a retiree meetings every second Saturday of the month for military retirees, and mm-hmm. and have been doing it for a number of years. And I told them that at the retiree meeting, and one of the World War II veterans said, "Where'd you get that?" And I said, "Well, from your church."
Yeah.
And well, I thought that was pretty interesting.
Wow, that is interesting. Yeah, that was that. I tell people that haven't seen Dunkirk that if you're looking for a relaxing movie, that's not the one to go see.
Right.
I mean, you're under fire from the beginning. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And but I thought, you know, I had never heard anything about that. And then when she showed the film, I was in the great granddaughter's classroom, and I thought, wow, this is really something.
Yeah. You know?
So, anyhow, just thought I'd pass that on, Brian.
Well, thank you, Gene.
Okay.
Yep. Great to hear from you. Thank you. Up in Rantoul. That's Gene. Let's go to Jim. Hey, Jim. Good morning.
Morning. Hey, I want to just thank Jim Dye for his two articles in favor of Chief Illiniwek. The guy's right on target. However, there's always an editorial by a couple of clowns that don't believe he's on target. But just wanted to give Jim Dye a shout of a thank you.
Yeah, he's been writing a lot about that lately.
Yeah, just let him keep writing it.
Okay. Well, very good, Jim. Good to hear from you, sir. Thank you. All right. Text from Mark. Deluxe Pool Hall, talking about the deluxe and the fish sandwiches. Fall Saturdays, 1977-78. Best codfish sandwich I've ever had. Flown in from the East Coast fresh every week. That's from Mark. So there you go. A little memory of the deluxe fish sandwich. We talked about that coming back, at least for a little while. Steve Flynn has agreed to prepare the batters, so Dublin's in downtown Champaign can serve the one-of-a-kind cod on Ash Wednesday and ensuing weekends through Lent. Talked about that a little bit. Now, see, I'm not a big fish or seafood. I don't eat it. So, I mean, would I like it? I don't know. I mean, I just don't eat that type of food. But a lot of people did. I mean, a lot of people eat great fish sandwiches. So, but you'll have to tell me if I would like it. I'm a little bit of a picky eater, just ask my wife. 356-9397 is how you can join us. You can text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 3515357, and you can email us, talk@wdws.com. By the way, I saw this the other day. As streaming and downloads of music become the most popular way people get their music, those who are still buying physical products for music are turning more towards the return of retro vinyl. CD sales have tanked. Now the big box electronic store's Best Buy is reportedly going to stop selling CDs and remove CDs from their stores as of July 1. While they'll continue to sell vinyl for at least the next 2 years. Meanwhile, Target reportedly wants to switch from paying for all music CDs and DVDs it gets and shipping back what it doesn't sell to only paying for those CDs that actually sell. So think about it. We've gone from all the different modes, the 8-tracks to the cassettes to CDs, and now you've got Best Buy saying, we're going to stop selling those, remove the CDs from their stores as of July 1. And isn't it interesting that vinyl, some people are buying retro vinyl. I've got a 20-year-old daughter who has a record player. I just find that interesting. All right, we're at 9:45 here on DWS. Let's see here. Caller says the fish sandwich cost $1.89. All right, we'll come back with more. Penny for your thoughts. Keep the texts and emails coming, the phone calls as well, whatever's on your mind today. Be like one of our callers. He was out driving. He just thought of a couple things. That's great. We can do all of that. We can talk politics, sports, latest news, fish sandwiches, whatever's on your mind, basketball, Illinois tonight against Wisconsin. We haven't beaten the Badgers since 2011. It's about time we get that done. 9:46, back with more Penny for Your Thoughts next. All right, welcome back. We are on a Penny for Your Thoughts here this morning. We are at 9:47. If you have any comments or questions, you can email us, and we'll send those. We'll read as many as we can of those as we go on. Try to get them all in. I always try to. If not, we spill them over into the next day. But we've been getting quite a few here today as well. Willie Comer coming up in the next hour. Let's see here. An email from Robert on several different things said you referred to Reverend Comer's church as a black church. I speculate you would not identify a church like First Methodist as a white church. He says it's those casual references to race that contribute to that being such an emphasis in our society. I think they've been used interchangeably, black church, African-American church. I think people use those pretty interchangeably. Anna Wall consistently refers to a group as being intelligentsia. I don't know how to spell that word, so I certainly am not part of that group. I would like her to define that group. It's like Rush referring to low-information voters. Arrogance is not a redeeming virtue. And let's see, there was something else about an email. Are you committed to reading emails as long as they're not vulgar or containing something that is blatantly wrong or abusive? Yeah, well, of course. And sometimes, again, I think we've had some guests before where we just run out of time. They had to leave, and I just could not get to everything. So I will do the best I can to get to as many as I can. That's about all I can do. 9:49 here in the morning on DWS. We're on a Penny for Your Thoughts. Signing day yesterday, we mentioned that. Illini basketball tonight. Some of the national stories, House Democrats divided on backing budget deal without DACA. Nancy Pelosi spoke for about 8 hours, I guess on the House floor yesterday, to make it clear she would not support the budget deal coming from the Senate without a commitment from House Speaker Paul Ryan for an immigration vote that would be bipartisan and transparent. Ryan has not offered such a commitment, but some House Democrats say they're likely to vote for the budget deal anyway. So the Democrats apparently a little bit split on that. With bipartisan negotiations on immigration continuing to bear little fruit, many House Democrats saw an opportunity to leverage their votes on the budget deal for a commitment to an immigration vote in the House, similar to one McConnell has offered the Senate, so long as the government remains open. Some Democrats had begun talking about the leverage maneuver earlier this week, but Pelosi didn't officially sign on until Wednesday after a caucus meeting on the topic. So anyway, Nancy Pelosi speaking for a long time yesterday. Some of the other national, international news. The Russian military says a U.S. strike on government-backed troops in eastern Syria reflects Washington's efforts to make a grab for that nation's economic assets. North Korea held a military parade, a rally on Kim Sung-un's, on the square there, his grandfather's square is what it's named after, before South Korea holds the opening ceremony for the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics. Those are coming up. L.A. Times being sold to a local billionaire for $500 million, ending its strained tenure under the owner of the Chicago Tribune. And all roads and rails leading to Philadelphia, fans pouring into the city for the Eagles Super Bowl parade. People began lining the five-mile route before dawn today. Organizers prepared for as many as 2 million people. The actual number may be much lower. Many fans there are taking mass transit. The two subway systems there are free all day, and schools and government offices closed in Philadelphia. Text from Julie says, Brian, you're making me hungry with all the fish sandwich talk. All right, back to the phones. Cliff is on with us today. Hi, Cliff.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, you're welcome.
I wanted to, on a slightly different topic, but I wanted to give you and the DWS news team a shout-out for accuracy in local news reporting. I say that primarily in contrast to the local television news, Channel 3, WCIA. I sometimes take entertainment in watching them from the start to see how long it takes to catch a factual error in their news reporting. Because those folks are all from out of town, it seems like. They don't know the town. They don't know the surrounding towns. Last night, they referred to the Station Theater in Champaign. And I had to rewind and say, did they just say that? And sure enough, yep, the truck crashed into Station Theater in Champaign. And so thank you, DWS and News Gazette, of course, for accurate local news. We appreciate it.
Well, you're very welcome. And, yeah, it is. TV tends to be a little more transient in the sense that people, you know, they come through from a smaller market, and then they're here, and then they move on to a different market. So that tends to happen, but
I think that doesn't, though, excuse just blatant inaccuracies in grammar and their bullet point lists are laughable. They're not really bullet point lists. They're just random snippets of information. And it's just refreshing to have somebody who actually knows what they're doing in news reporting. And well, so thank you very much.
We appreciate that. I know they work hard, too. So, yeah, you got a question for me?
No, fine. That's all. Just a thank you for your work. Right. Thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank you, Cliff.
Good day.
Good to hear from you. 9:53 here on a Penny for Your Thoughts. Tomorrow, got an open line going for the most part. David Woods will join us in the second hour for a few minutes about the Olympics. Of course, the Winter Olympics over in South Korea. That is ongoing. Next week, we'll have Monday Morning Quarterbacks. We've got Valentine's Day next week. Next Friday, we'll have a couple of special guests, Nathan and Julie Gunn. So we're looking forward to that a week from Friday. Those are some of the folks that we'll visit with here in the days ahead. And also, of course, with you on the phones, 356-9397, Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357. And you can email us, talk@wdws.com. Hey, a couple of folks that I've gotten to know over the years do a great job in the real estate business, Steve and Pam Starwalt with Keller Williams. And there's a lot of realtors out there. They all do a great job, and some groups are bigger than others. This is a husband and wife team selling real estate, and that means they can pay attention to what you need when you're selling or buying a home. They've assembled an outstanding team to work with them as well. They work with very closely on such as lenders and home inspections and appraisals and all of that. If you're looking to downsize maybe at this time in your life, Pam Starwalt has completed training and earned a certificate, makes her a senior real estate specialist. Most of their business is from past customers. Word of mouth gets around pretty quick. When you do a good job, word of mouth gets around. And that is the case with Steve and Pam Starwalt. Both grew up in Champaign-Urbana. They know the area locally, speaking of knowing the area, and they know the area very well. They can help you get set up with your next home, or if you're looking to sell. Maybe you don't have any idea. You're looking to sell. I don't know. Is it 2 weeks? Is it 6 months? Is it a year? They can meet with you, no cost, just a no-cost consultation, get some advice as to how to proceed. From selling, home inspection, appraisal process, and closing, Steve and Pam will be with you the entire way. And if here's the phone number, 239-7156. 239-7156 is the phone number, and that is their main number. And if they happen to be out showing a home or visiting with a client, that number will roll over to Pam's cell. And so she'll get the call, and she'll get back to you right away. The husband and wife team at Keller Williams, Steve and Pam Starwalt, 239-7156, the number to call. We're here on A Penny for Your Thoughts today. We have a few minutes to go here before the top of the hour. Let's go to Jim. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Hey, I got a comment. It's really, I really loved the letter to the editor yesterday. It's the top one, and the headline is Hess Abounds in Contradictions. And if I may just read just a little bit of this, it says Hess wrote that she will never, this is Elizabeth Hess, our anointed one that's on the early show, she would never vote for anyone who isn't pro-choice, but she doesn't have the honesty to call this abortion. She later writes that immunizations are critical to public safety and that whooping cough could cause damage to an unborn baby. Then he says, which is it? Do the unborn deserve our protection or not? And boy, if this isn't the way for these liberals, I'll tell you, but she's one of the biggest ones. But that just shows you the, you know, the whatever works for me, works for me, but I don't want it to work for you. And that's exactly the way she is. So
you agree with the letter writer, huh?
Absolutely. I am 100% for babies being born and not cut up as they come out through the birth canal. Cut the legs off, cut the arms off, crush the head and all that so it can get out. No, I don't like that at all. Yeah. That is murder.
Yeah, the late-term abortions you're talking about.
Any of it. I mean, any of it is nothing but murder. I mean, and I'm pretty much on that because we lost the first two babies that of ours. So yeah. I got pictures of them, too. They were 6 months old. I mean, 6 months of...
Six months along? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Jim.
You bet.
All right. He was a fan of the editorial letter, not a fan of the column. All right. Anna Wall, got a couple of minutes here. Go ahead.
In just a couple of minutes to tell the person what I mean when I use the term intelligentsia. That term refers to someone who has earned a great deal of knowledge about a particular subject and considers him or herself as an expert.
And that's the definition, huh?
That's the way I use it.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what he has.
All right. Thank you, Anna Wall. Well, there you go. 356-9397 is how you can join us. Had an open line here this first hour. Always amazed at all the different topics that come up, and always glad to hear and visit with anyone along the way, whether it's on the phone, whether it's through the email, a talk at WDWS, or the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357. Sometimes that's a quicker way to do it because people maybe are busy and they just want to send a quick message. Talked a little bit of everything from what's happening in Washington to local columns to fish sandwiches to reminiscing a little bit. I was going to mention it was 20 years ago. I checked with my dad. He keeps track of this. It was 20 years ago today that I was actually hired by the Anaheim Angels out in Los Angeles to do their games on the radio. And I thought at the time, well, I'm going to be in Los Angeles for a long time. Didn't turn out that way, and I'm kind of glad it did. Worked out the way it did. Because it's been just a great deal of fun being back, and what an honor it's been to be here calling the Illini games and now hosting this historic show. So you just never know where life's going to take you, do you? But it was 20 years ago today. But it's been good to be back the last 18 years. We're approaching 10 o'clock. Reverend Willie Comer will join us in the next hour, and we'll do that next on Penny for Your Thoughts right here on WDWS Champaign-Urbana. It is 10 o'clock.
It's the second hour of A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart on News Talk 1400 WDWS. You can reach out to us on the phone at 217-356-9397, email talk at wdws.com, or text on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line 217-351-5357. Now, here's Brian Barnhart.
All right, welcome back to A Penny for Your Thoughts here on News Talk 1400 DWS. We had a great open line first hour. We'll do that again tomorrow morning. We will hit on a couple of things tomorrow involving the Olympics with David Woods. Used to be at the Gazette, now writes over in Indy, but he covers Butler, among other things. But we're not talking about Butler basketball. We're going to talk about the Olympics tomorrow in hour number two. Maybe a little bit as well about an event involving Illinois wheelchair basketball. We'll tell you about tomorrow briefly. But for the most part, open line during the course of the day on Friday. Next week, we'll talk about Valentine's Day in the middle of the week. Next Friday, Nathan and Julie Gunn will stop by. And we've got some other things moving, a lot of moving parts here, as I've discovered, to this show. Brian Barnhart with you today, 356-9397. You can email us, talk at WDWS.com, and you can text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357. Joined in this hour by Reverend Willie Comer, who joins us today. And Willie, how are you?
I am doing well. I'm doing well, especially this week.
Yeah, because you had a family emergency last week.
Yes. But God was gracious, and we're all good. We're past it.
Well, Willie is a guy I've gotten to know over the last few years. I will say I serve on the board of Youth for Christ in City Life, and we have a Young Moms program. But Willie has been the executive director there, and that's how I've gotten to know Willie over these last few years. And you're involved in work with Youth for Christ, but also a pastor of a church in Champaign, too.
Yes, Berean Covenant Church, about 8 years. Well, it'll be 9 years next week. We planted. Here, I'm from Chicago, didn't want to come here, but God said, come here. And so 9 years later, we're still here. We're having a great time. We're impacting our community. And that's what we want to do. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that we are definitely engaged in our community.
Well, Willie Comer has been in town, as he mentioned, for just under 10 years. Grew up on the south side of Chicago, and I want to talk about that a little bit, kind of give you his background. And since it is Black History Month, just talk a little bit about some of the issues in the African-American community and what you see on a daily basis. Because, let's face it, you and I grew up in different worlds. I grew up on a farm west of Tolona, which is great. Farm life, country kid. You grew up on the south side of Chicago, and it's just great that we've gotten to know each other because it's just two different worlds. But tell us definitely. About your background just a little bit. About
okay.
Where,
well,
where you grew up.
And, grew up on the south side of Chicago in the Roseland, West Pullman area. And saw a lot. Had to deal with gang violence and, of course, and those the normal things that you hear from Chicago. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, my dad became addicted to drugs, and he kind of, well, not kind of, he left, and it split our family. And so for a while there, I grew up in a house with no heat, no lights, you know, just kind of trying to figure out where I want to be. I was at the place of I was about to graduate high school mm-hmm. when all of this craziness happened. Crazy transitions started happening in our lives, mm-hmm. in my life. And so I had to make some decisions. I could either join a gang, I could sell drugs, or I could join the military. So thank God that I saw a commercial on TV said, earn money for college. So,
yeah. So you went into the military. How long were you in that? What branch did you go into?
I went into the Army, mm-hmm. And I did 4 years active and then another 4 years in the Guard when I got out to earn money for college, and ended up definitely going to college and finishing up school and getting a master's in theology and that kind of thing. So kind of things kind of got kind of orchestrated some things, but literally it was from a commercial that I saw that said earn money yeah. from college.
And as you work with young people in our community, and obviously Champaign-Urbana is, I mean, much smaller than Chicago, but you've lived a life that as you work with the young people today, you can relate to a lot of the things they go through, right?
Oh, yes, yes. I can definitely relate to living in a situation that is very, very different from what you would like to live in. And you have to make those adjustments on the fly. I think part of the difficulty today is that I grew up early on knowing that there was a God mm-hmm. and I could pray. And I don't know that many of the kids that we're dealing with now have that kind of relationship. So they, instead of going to God or praying or finding a pastor, many of them lash out and end up getting in trouble. But I understand why. You know, it's frustrating when you can't have new shoes. It's frustrating when you may come to school hungry. It's frustrating when you are wearing. I saw a kid come out on a Friday night. He had on a hoodie, and I asked him, "Where's your coat?" You know, it's like 16 degrees outside, and he said, "This is my coat." You know, mm-hmm. that's mm-hmm. total frustration.
Let's talk about your work, A, with the church, and B, with Youth for Christ. A lot of people, when I mention your name, they say, "Yeah, he's the midnight basketball guy," and you've become known for that in the last few years. And let's let everybody know that you're not playing basketball at midnight. But that is the name for it. But tell us about that, because you started with a handful of young men,
yes.
And the Salvation Army, I think, had their gym,
yep.
And now it's grown several hundred,
crazy.
Right?
Yeah, we started out with eight young men. I actually have the picture of the night that we started. I embrace that picture. And that eight young men last year, after we counted, we're now in three different gyms. So we were at the Salvation Army little gym with our 8 to 12 people. Mm-hmm. We outgrew that. And then we ended up getting Stratton Elementary School. And then we outgrew that. And so we ended up saying, okay, look, we need help. And so the Park District was able to give us some discounts on rent and being able to rent so we can have multiple facilities. So now we have Stratton, we have Douglas, and we just started at the end of last year an elementary school program at Booker T. Washington, because I believe that if we can impact the lives of kids early, then some of this they may be able to get past by the time they hit high school. So we're starting with fifth graders now. So mm-hmm. pray for me.
If you saw him at the Austin Peay Illinois game, you had a group of young men out playing at halftime. If you remember that, that was going on. And this is all for. And there are a lot of great programs in town. Don Moyer, I know you're friends with Sam Banks.
Yes,
a lot of great work going on. This particular is faith-based. When you have the young men and women now basketball. There's a faith angle to it, too.
It is 100% faith-based. Our tag is you have to pray to play. So every day before we start, there's prayer. There's a talk about, and it may not just be a Bible study, but it could be a talk about how do you live right? How, you know, what are the struggles? And so it's totally 100% faith-based. Our ultimate goal is can we get kids to connect to a local church and began to see God as a viable need in their life. So,
and that has grown pretty rapidly. I know Chief Cobb, the chief of police in Champaign, has been a big help.
Yes.
And I know appreciates the work that you've been doing. But.
Oh, Chief, yes. Chief was came in as one of my speakers. And so, you know, that was interesting. There were people turning around, running out, you know, just all kinds of stuff. And Chief is saying, man, look, I'm not here to arrest anybody. You know, just sit down and everybody just kind of listen. But we've got some, we've had some wonderful partnerships. Tracy Parsons and the work that we're doing with the Champaign County, the coalition. And so we're working with the coalition, the Park District, Salvation Army, just everybody trying to help us figure this out. It's 4 years later. I mean, we started in 2014, so it's 2018 now, and it's the hottest thing going on Friday night. You know, it's just sometimes, Brian, I look, man, and we could have 120 kids in the high school gym, and let's say 70 of them, maybe 60 of them are playing basketball. The rest are just kind of sitting, hanging out because it's become the place where you can hang out. It's safe. It's Christ-centered. And you could just have a good time.
Reverend Willie Comer is with us here this hour. Any questions for Willie, you can feel free to give us a call, 356-9397. You can email us, talk at WDWS. And you can text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357. You talked about when Chief Cobb showed up, a lot of the young kids were like, oh, the police chief. Why is there? I mean, we hear so much about the African-American community and police and the relationships. And I know Chief Cobb and his staff are working very hard in that area. But does that start early? I mean,
it does. It really does. It starts very early. I can give you my own personal situation. You know, I'm literally just driving down the street in Chicago, and I was pulled out my car. It was my car. I bought it. I was made to put my hands up on the car. I'm in the middle of Halsted Street, which is a very busy street. It's broad daylight. They're going through my car. They're emptying out my pockets. And so it starts very, very early. And that was just one of three or four times that that has happened. We have to teach our kids, and this is just the truth. We teach our kids that we have to be cognizant of the police. And so having Chief Cobb come in to talk to the kids was my ability to try to help them understand that, you know, all police are not bad, that you have to be able and what to do when you're stopped, you know, because how we handle how we respond to the police also has a lot to do with how police respond to us. And so we want our kids to be very, very aware of what to do. But they were really shaken initially when Chief Cobb came in, and he's African-American.
Right.
And they were shaken.
Yeah. It's just interesting because, you know, a lot of us that when you look at that, and I know this is the advice you give your young people is, hey, if you're stopped, do whatever the policeman says. Do what he or she says.
Please.
Don't, you know, do something crazy. And we've seen what happens in a lot of these cases. But at the time, I'm guessing they're scared or panicked or whatever. And
well, you resolve to your instincts, you know. After so long of seeing things on television and the newspaper, you immediately, your instincts say, oh, they're going to try to kill me, they're going to try to hurt me, I need to run, I need to, you know, and the reality is no, stop. Do what they're asking you. You will have your day in court. So if something happens that they weren't supposed to do, trust me, you'll have their day. The unfortunate part is in the African American community, it's really hard to trust the justice system. Mm-hmm. It's just been a system that has been broken when it comes to the African American community. I mean, when you look in prisons across the United States, they're filled with African American men and women who many are unjustified being in there, but because they can't afford legal representation, it happens, and there's somebody making a lot of money off prison systems today, and so they have to stay filled at some point.
356-9397, we're with Reverend Willie Comer. He also is a pastor of a church. We'll talk to him about that. We've talked about his work with Youth for Christ, about him growing up. He was, by the way, was a youth pastor. He worked with Reverend James Meeks up in Chicago, and he served as the director of youth ministries there at Salem at the church, and took it from what was 100 students every Sunday to 1,450 high school and college students each Sunday.
Yeah, it was
crazy. That's an amazing number. So you've had a big, big impact. All right, we will take a break. We're at 10:24. Questions, comments, texts, emails, we'll take them all for Willie Comer. He's with us here this full hour. He's a friend of mine. I've gotten to know him over the years here, and I just appreciate all the work he's doing in our community. And we'll come back with more after this. All right, we are back with Reverend Willie Comer, where we've got an open line with him here going as we look at Black History Month. He, of course, is a reverend here of a church in town, Berean Covenant Church. That's on
706 Bloomington Road.
Bloomington Road. Also the executive director of Youth for Christ City Life. Works with particularly young African-American youth in our community, young men. The basketball program they've established there has grown quite extensively here in the last few years. Who were your heroes growing up? Who did you look up to? Maybe people growing up on the South Side.
Well, one of my main heroes was actually a heroine. My aunt grew up in the projects in Chicago, and she was determined not to allow the housing project that she was growing up to define her. And so she ended up, I literally followed her footsteps. Like, she ended up graduating from high school and going to Kennedy King College. And when I came home from the military, I went straight to Kennedy King College. She was a huge influence on my life. And then there was a man who was one of my father's friends. He was an alcoholic. This guy would just drink all day. He looked at me one day and said, "Go to the military." And I looked at him and I said, "Why would I listen to you and you're here drinking every day?" He said, "Man, just because I drink does not mean I don't have good information." And he was right. It was the best decision I could have made. It paid for college. It helped me get my house. Just all those things. It grew me up. So even though he was negative, he gave me some good information. So
I know that one of the things as you work with young people that you've talked about is giving them some kind of a vision of going to college, of what's possible beyond, you know, maybe their family's broken. You know, I mean, dad's left or nobody's there.
Yep.
You know, because you took some young people up to Chicago recently to a college fair, right?
At
Soldier Field.
We took them to the Historical Black College Tour Fair, and many of them made connections to colleges. I think one of the things that we have to understand, though, Brian, is in our community, we say it all the time, and I think we have to do something about it. We say, you know, everybody's not going to go to college. And that's a real in our community. So we have to figure out, if we know that, how do we create vocational training programs as well? I was able to go to a school that offered vocational and the academic training on both sides. And there are friends of mine who, after graduation from high school, where I went off to college and picked up some loans and things like that, they opened up like a auto body shop and things like that. So I think we have to be able here in Champaign, if someone says, man, how could we impact the African-American community? What would be a help? We have to figure out how do we create an environment where kids can be trained in some vocational, the academic side of vocation, in vocation, auto body, auto mechanics, auto shop. And I think that would give us a balance in that way.
Because one of the areas you went into was radio.
I went into radio.
Yeah.
That's
exactly. Did you work at the score in Chicago? Is that where you worked?
I actually started at Kennedy King College and then did college radio, and then I ended up at WYCA and doing radio at WYCA. One of the young men I trained at Kennedy King ended up at the score, Jonathan Hood.
Okay.
I trained him as a college kid, freshman, who came in, and he's at the score doing whatever. Yeah. You know, Jonathan and I, we laugh at each other now. I go, you're horrible, you know.
But and you had an interesting stat, and it's kind of a scary stat, because I know your wife, Sabrina, she teaches, right?
Yes.
Where does she teach?
She's teaching at Jefferson Middle School. Mm-hmm. She is she teaches honors reading and language arts at Jefferson, and she gave me a scare. She stopped breathing in her sleep and that kind of thing, and I'm like, ah!
That was your emergency.
Yeah, right? What's going on, girl? Wake up. You got to wake up.
Yeah. And I think you had a stat about, you talk about getting to people when they're very young, that a lot of the anger that comes out a lot of times is in kindergarten and in first grade, right? Is that what you're seeing as far as...
Brian, yes, it is unfortunate, but at one of the schools, I won't mention the name, I spoke with the principal, and most of her problem children are coming out of kindergarten. She's having an issue trying to control kindergarten kids in that way, and I can't, for the life of me, it is just unreal. Mm-hmm. But because these kids, and you're coming through, it's something about, you know, we're told that kids who are not held at birth, who are not, that causes some issues in their lives. And so I don't know what would cause a five-year-old to be so angry, but they are very, very angry.
Hmm. All right, we're going to talk some more with Reverend Willie Comer as we continue here on this Thursday. We'll do that next after news headlines on DWS.
A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart continues on News Talk 1400 WDWS.
Back on Penny for Your Thoughts, enjoying visiting here with Reverend Willie Comer. He's the Executive Director of Youth for Christ City Life, also helps run a young single moms program, as well as pastor of the church here in Champaign that he pastors.
Amen.
Berean Covenant.
Yes.
They're on Bloomington Road. If you have any questions, and we're just having kind of a dialogue here, it's Black History Month. We came from two different, completely different worlds, and we're friends, and
yes,
just talking about some of the issues that the African-American community faces, not only here, but across the country.
Mm-hmm.
One thing you hear a lot of is that, I think, and we tend to do this with anybody, you say, this group always does this, or they mm-hmm. speak with one voice. And I know in the African-American community, there's different voices,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes we assign that all, for instance, all African-Americans vote Democrat, or all do this, or all do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you've told me before, there's a lot of different voices.
Oh, yeah, that definitely. But, you know, we deal with a stereotypical mindset in America, and so it's easy to take one group of people and lump them all into one place. But that's just really not true. We talked about, even off air, how there are different voices, even academically,
mm-hmm.
How some kids may choose to go into vocational training. Some kids may choose to go to college. But there are so many different voices out here. There are those who are silent protesters, and then there are those who are strong and really take over kind of protesters. But at the end of the day, I think we're all trying to get to the same place, and that's creating a place of an equal base that everyone can start from and move from. When we think about Black History Month, Brian, I mean, if you know, we're talking about a 400-year history of oppression, and so trying to come out of that, it's still a fight. You know, it's still a struggle. It's still a fight, and so we all have to come together and work together on that.
All right, put your headphones on there. We have a phone call here.
Okay.
You know how to do that. You've been in radio. Right? You can. All right, let's go to Michael. Hey, Michael.
Hi, gentlemen. I have a question for Willie. Mm-hmm. Being an African-American and a veteran, and thank you for your service, but I would like to hear from you how you felt when the first African-American president was elected, and kind of tell me your feelings, and I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Okay.
I was excited. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you why I was excited. It's for the first time I was able to say to young African-American people, you can be president. You know, before we used to say that you could be president, we didn't really know that you could actually be president and be an African-American. But when Barack Obama was elected, that became a real truth that, wow, you could actually become president.
It could be done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was exciting. Mm-hmm. It was impactful for our community, and it gave us hope that we had not had prior to that.
356-9397 is how you can join us on the phones. A couple of quick emails here and text. One says, I have a serious question. I watched Ghost Adventure and Dead Files. And shows like that, I haven't seen those shows. Since you're a spiritual person, can you tell me if it's true there are really spirits and demons and things such as that? I've never personally experienced and have a hard time believing, but I don't know anything about those shows. But
they're spiritual beings in terms of demons and spirits. They're real. That is a real
spiritual warfare.
That is a real. Situation, and you have to be careful what you allow in your spirit. Sometimes you'll start acting a certain way and you don't even realize why you act that way, but it's really what you've allowed to come into your own spirit, and it now influences how you respond. So yeah, be very, very careful what you watch.
Text from Elizabeth says, how does the efforts of Martel help or hurt your relationship with the police? So you know Martel, right? He was a frequent caller.
But, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to laugh. Yeah, Martel's my friend. He's a community leader. Martel is a strong vocal leader. He's different than I am.
Mm-hmm. You don't necessarily agree on approach or anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not. His approach is his approach. You know, it's who Martel is, and no one's going to change that. I don't know that it changes my relationship with the police, but, you know, he has to deal with his own relationship with the police.
All right, and a text from Billy says, how does the fact that most African-American children, he says, are born out of wedlock these days factor in the troubles in the African-American community? And I don't think it's limited just to African-American families anymore, but it has been a problem for a while, right? I mean, is that a fair statement or not?
I don't know that it's, you know, most or just African-American, but I will answer the question of how it affects the situations that's happening with African-American children is that, and it goes back to, I mean, if you there are laws, Brian, that says if you have a felony, you can't return home to and let's say your loved one and your kids live in public housing. Well, there are laws that says you can't return home to your family. Well, if you tell a, so here's a father who made a mistake and then the law says, but you can't go home, then of course you're going to have kids who grow up and now they don't have access to their father. Mm-hmm. Is that the father? I mean, he served his time. Does he get to go home and raise his children? You know, and so that causes another rift. There's going to be anger and fury. I remember when my dad left. Mm-hmm. I was angry. I had to make a decision, and I had some information. I had a relationship with God. But if you've got young people who have no information, where's the hope? Who's speaking hope? And what we're trying to do with at YFC with our Parent Life program and our Midnight Basketball is be that hope to say to them, it doesn't matter where you are right now. You don't have to stay there. You can move to this next phase, and we're here to help you.
And I know that you've been a wonderful role model for a lot of the young people who maybe their father's not present or is gone or was killed or whatever, because people run up to you and say, hey, Rev, you're almost like, I mean, you're part of their family. I mean, you've experienced that. You experience that every day, right?
Yes, every single day. I am just Rev. I am. I have no other name except Rev. Mm-hmm. One day I asked the question. In Midnight Basketball, it was about 86 kids, and I asked the question, how many of you live at home with your dad? And only about 10 kids raised their hand. That was startling. There were some who were upset, so what we did was said, hey, there's some men in here, if you've never, and this was so crazy, if you've never been hugged by a man who is a father figure, we're going to hug you if you want to hug, you know? And so at first everybody kind of stood off like, you know,
what are you
okay,
talking
this
about?
Is weird. You know, I came to, you know, play basketball, but then there were some kids who actually came up and was just like, yeah, Rev, I need a hug, man. And from there we ended up hugging about 30 kids. And some with tears in their eyes because they had never been hugged. Can you imagine never being hugged by a man who is a father figure? So, yes, of course, there's some issues in our community with that.
Mm-hmm. We need a break. 10:48. Got some more texts to get to. We'll get to those. Any phone calls you want to throw in? We're just having a talk here with Reverend Willie Comer, and we'll continue with more after this. We're back with the Reverend Willie Comer, Executive Director, Youth for Christ City Life, also a pastor, Berean Covenant Church in Champaign. You can check out information on their website, yfceci.org, and we'll have him give the phone number also a little later where you can reach him if needed, have any questions. All right, text from Elizabeth says, the country's 240 years old. Where does the other 160 years of oppression come from? And obviously, I've read a lot of books on the lead-up to the Civil War and states' rights and slavery and then after that, Reconstruction and all the separate but equal years through the... So there was a lot there that... a lot of history that has to be covered. I mean, I don't know how you want to answer a question, but
well, the reality is there's a lot that didn't get covered. There's a lot of American history that no one's talking about, and so when we start talking about where all of the years combined come from, we have to add civil rights movement. We have to add Reconstruction. We have to add. So all of those years together, we don't get to take away some years and say, OK, well, we're just talking about this part of what this country has been made up of. I mean, I love America. I fought for it. So it's not some personal issue. But the truth is, when we still look at 70% of prisons filled with African-American males, I mean, how's that possible? What does that look like? And now we're at a place where we are able to invest in prisons and those types of things. Well, someone's getting paid. There's a contracts, prison contracts, and those people who are getting paid, and you know, somebody's got a soap contract, somebody's got a clothing contract, somebody's got a toothpaste contract, you got to have people in prison in order to have those contracts actually get paid. So it's a whole lot that's going on, and that's something that I would get into more so off air with a person if they wanted to, you know, just have a conversation about that.
As far as another text here from Jim from Muhammad, he says, Willie, how would you evaluate President Obama's performance over his 8 years as president?
I have two actual thoughts. One, I was excited and I thought that he did what he could do. You know, and we know that this bipartisan issues have been issues. Now, do I agree as a pastor with some of the decisions in terms of gay marriages and things like that that he supported? No, I don't, because I am a Christian and I believe that. So there are areas where I know for the African-American community and just for our country as a whole, there were some great things that happened in terms of the war and getting kids home and things like that. But then there was, you know, so I could go both ways. And I think, you know, 50, I would say if it was 100% is what I'm dealing with, I would say 50%, you know, he did what he could.
10:53. Do we need another break, Ed? Let's take it real quick. Back with Willie Comer in a moment. All right, if you need some indoor painting done, we can help you with that. Chad Ebert, owner of Precision Painting, says, wouldn't the inside of your house look better with a new coat of paint? Well, certainly it would. Precision Painting specializes in interior painting and are experts in repairing drywall, getting rid of ugly wallpaper, and removal of dated popcorn ceilings. Chad wants you to know that Precision Painting's employees are full-time, long-term, and trustworthy. And winter rates right now, the lowest of the year. This time of year, you spend most of your free time indoors. Wouldn't it be great if you looked the way inside that you've always wanted? So Precision Painting, call Chad Ebert, 384-7590. Precision Painting, quality calls for precision. We're here with Reverend Willie Comer for a couple more minutes. A couple of things real quick. Had a lot of gang violence shootings. Has that subsided somewhat? We had a rash of it there for a couple of years, or are we still experiencing some of that?
Yeah, I think it's subsided. I think the police has done a great job in terms of reaching out and finding out who the culprits were. I think also we're working with CU Fresh Start in terms of trying to help negate some of that on the streets. So will it ever end? No, I don't know. Because when you're dealing with gentrification that's coming down from Chicago and you're dealing with an influx of people who are coming in, they come in with their own agendas. And so we just have to be prayerful, and we have to be watchful, and we have to be willing to teach people exactly, you know, what this community is like, you know.
As far as Martin Luther King, we're getting further in the rearview mirror from when he was killed. I mean, we're 68. We're talking 50 years ago. Mm-hmm. Feelings about him, feelings about where we are as a country. And, I mean, a lot of people say, hey, I think it's gotten better, but is it where it needs to be yet? And can we get there?
No, we have a long way to go. Can it get there? Yes. When we're able to have these kinds of dialogues, when we're able to sit down, black, white, brown, and really have real dialogue and hear what one another's saying and not just jump defensive, but really hear the problems and the issues that are coming out, I think it can change.
And that's where the church helps, too.
The church has to be the hub of where that happens. The civil rights movement came out of the church. The church has to be that place where we're able to have. It cannot continue to be the most segregated place in America. It just can't. There's a point where we have to be able to sit and talk together. Jesus, the blood of Jesus connects us all, and so we should be able to have that conversation.
As far as your work at Youth for Christ, people want to call, want to help. I know you've got your basketball programs, different programs. What's the number they should call?
They should call me at 217-356-1176, or they can, if they want to write a check, they can send it to P.O. Box 1076, Champaign, Illinois, 61824, and support what we're doing with Midnight Basketball, and our Parent Life program, where we have 25 single moms and dads who we're working with every day.
So any help that can be done there, you'll take.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Go to the website, which is yfceci.org.
That's right.
You can help out there. So
yes, you can.
Any questions about what we've talked about today, if you want to help in that way, or if you just want to talk,
you'll
listen.
I will. So. I will.
Willie, great to visit with you.
Oh, it was great, Ryan.
Hope your wife continues to get better and do well.
Fine.
She'll be fine. Hello to her and all the kids that she dialed us in today, I heard, right? At Jefferson. Well, great to see you. Thank you for your friendship and all you're doing.
Man, thank you so much, Brian, for your help and sitting on our board and making sure that we can continue to do this work.
All right. Thank you. That's Willie Comer with us here today. We have an open line tomorrow at 9 o'clock. We will talk about the Olympics in the 10 o'clock hour. And we'll see what else develops here over the next few hours as far as anything else we might throw in the mix on Friday on Penny for Your Thoughts as we close out the week. Valentine's Day next week, Nathan and Julie Gunn at the end of next week as well. So we got a lot to do here on Penny for Your Thoughts. Thanks for all your phone calls and emails and texts. WDWS Champaign-Urbana, it is 11 o'clock.